This is the new Nelmo podcast.
Now, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the new Nelmo podcast. I'm your host, Easy. You know, I'm your favorite baby daddy. I should have played my little soundtrack, you know, but I'm not going to do that tonight, you know, because we've really got to celebrate something today, right? Because last night we did a lot of celebrating.
A lot of celebrating.
Y'all niggas look like y'all still hungover.
So, yeah. You know, let's give a shout out.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. She got a big booty, so I call her big booty. Skirt, skirt, wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
Damn, nigga. I'm sorry, it's time to get in. You know, we had to celebrate. You know, we had to celebrate a little bit. You know, it was Sophie turned the dirty 30, right. You know, dirty third. The big 3-0. You know, that's why she got that new hair, you know.
New hair don't care.
Exactly. So, you know, happy birthday again to Sophie.
Thank you.
Many more.
Yes.
I'm glad I was there to witness it.
Yes.
Like, shout out to everyone that participated in any type of way for my birthday, because my 30th was amazing. Like, y'all made my 30th the best birthday ever.
She about to cry, y'all.
She's not gonna cry.
It's all right.
And you know what's funny? Because
but even if you do wanna cry, you know what? You can do
niggas
that.
Niggas cry every day,
because
babe.
You know what's funny? Because, like, every time I start to say anything, my friends is like, yeah, she's gonna cry. I'm a cry baby. But.
Cry baby.
To keep it short.
She's trying to cry for you.
Cry baby.
I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for making my birthday amazing.
Yes.
We got lit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she definitely really got emotional. What did she say? She was just like, how. You know, my friends from last year, I don't have them, and you guys replaced them in like a so much better way.
And I was
just like,
it was a touching moment. It was a real touching moment.
It was very touching.
Yeah, and that was like to have that difference of a year. Is like, it's amazing. Like, yeah, I told them last night, my 29th was the worst birthday ever. Worst birthday ever. And to have my 30th be, like, the best birthday, and to be surrounded by, like, amazing, dope-ass people, like...
Thank you, you know.
Loved it.
Round of applause for us, you know. Pat myself on the back, you know, just a little bit, you know. But, you know, let me get back into introducing everybody, you know. So, you know, of course, like I said, I am your host, Easy. I'm with my lovely co-host, you know, to the left of me. Our Fool Bae, our T-Bone Steak, you know. Our goddess Janelle.
Yeah, I already know. Peace and love, everybody.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Yes. And, you know, the birthday girl over here, you know. I'm going to keep saying it.
The one time for the birthday.
Birthday girl.
Hey, that's so funny. We were singing that in the club last night.
You know, Miss Sophie over here.
Black Dolly.
Hey, yes. And, you know,
He's back, y'all.
You know.
Back like shotgun. He never left.
He's like the Phantom of the Opera, like, for real.
You know.
He be coming back like he never left.
And, you know, the host of the Just One podcast over there.
Yes.
Damn. It's your boy, Just One Glenn. You know what we doing.
Yes. So, you know what we do every episode, you know. If you're going to roll something up, please roll something up. Yeah. You know, if you want to sip on something with us, you know, please do. So, here we go.
To health, wealth, and self-care.
Yes. You know.
Far reach today with Glenn over there.
She ain't used to have me over here.
Yeah.
That's how I know I've been absent too long.
Definitely. Definitely.
But we back.
So, you know, we here right now. So, we gonna just get right into it. Let's get right into it. Yeah. So, you know, topic time, everybody. So, I have a question for all. Before we get into the topic, I have a question. What are the majority of your friends? Are they married or single?
I would probably say single, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or like in a relationship, but not necessarily married.
Gotcha, gotcha. I would say the majority of my friends are married or engaged to be married.
Okay. Yeah, I would say the same thing. 2/3 are either in a serious relationship or they are married.
Okay. And you know, I'm the eldest of the group.
You know, old nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know.
He's an elder. Hey, 90% of my.
Don't remind me to sign you up for AARP.
Yeah. Wow, that is definitely a shot fired. Wow. But you know what though?
Black does not crack.
You know, I'm just you're in our age group now. So all these AARP that's all shooting
your
shots
ass on the list.
At yourself.
But at least I'm on the bottom of the list.
But you hold that shit.
It doesn't matter. It
Black
doesn't matter.
Women, we peak in our 30s.
Okay,
that's what y'all say.
We peaking our 30s.
That's what y'all say. You know, I mean, hey man, that's what y'all say.
Do you have a full coverage life insurance policy?
Because you know we know a couple of people that can help you out. You know, since you're in this age group, you know, you might as well.
I won't hear about that shit. Like, oh, I got life insurance at work. Mm-hmm. Go beyond that.
So yeah, so you know, I'll go for me. I would say 95% of my friends are either in a long-term relationship or married, right? So it goes. So that was leading into my conversation is, can single friends really be friends with married people? How do you feel about that?
It got mad quiet.
Right. Well, I think you guys are a product of that. It can be a thing.
Well, let me ask first, because that's pretty broad.
Okay.
Single friends in as far as men and women, or single friends as far as just your boys.
Okay, that's different.
So I will let's dive into both. Yeah. But like let's go with the man and the woman part.
Okay.
And let's talk to Ya. So since you said majority of your friends
are single.
Okay. So the ones that aren't single, how is your relationships? Like, how has your relationship different since you guys?
Yeah, I would say, like, yeah, I don't speak to, like, my male friends that are, you know, married and
but
stuff
why,
as
though?
Much.
But why?
Well, I'm sure shorty don't want me around them, maybe. Or, like, they...
Well, has any of them said anything to you about...
No, like, not like, hey, my girlfriend...
Hey, stop
or, like,
coming
hey,
around.
My girlfriend yeah. or my wife doesn't... No. No, I just think it's, like, an unspoken type of thing. Like, you get it. Like, you know, when you just, like, slowly start distancing each other, yourself from each other, and then but you realize, like, that person is in a different space.
Okay.
So it's, like, you know, if he has time for a woman, it should be his wife or his girlfriend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Sophie?
Since majority of my friends are married, and... majority of my friends are guys also. Mm. For me, it's always been, well, I wouldn't say majority of my friends are guys, but a lot of, like, all of my guy friends are
married. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when it came to them, like, especially this one in particular, they're engaged to get married. Mm-hmm. Once he introduced us to his now fiance, it was like, okay, you no longer exist. Your fiance, me and her, like, we became mad close.
Okay,
and that's how it is with most of my guy friends. Like, if they introduce me to their wives, their significant other, if I care about you and our friendship, I'm going to care about whoever you're loving on. So if that person is who you love and who you want your future with, or who you're going to get married, I'm going to take the time out to get to know that person. Because if I care about our friendship, right, I know a part of our friendship now involves her.
Gotcha.
And so for me, I feel like it's important, not only that, but also important for her to know that, like, I'm just the friend. I'm not here for anything else besides just...
Oh, baby.
Exactly.
Got what I need.
And so, for me, it's like, I would rather put myself out there and let them know, let that be established. Because, like, even though I don't have to, I don't owe anybody anything. But for me, if I care about the friendship,
yeah,
and the person, I'm going to care about who they're with. And it's, and but when it comes to, like, my female friends, and they introduce me to their significant other, hey, what's up? Stay right. in my corner.
Right, you don't make friends. But, you
know, yeah.
We gonna get to that, though. We definitely gonna get to that. All right, my bad. So, Glenn, what about you? You know, so let's circle back, you know, female-wise. How many female friends that, you know, are in a relationship or married?
Ooh. respectfully.
Uh-huh.
As far as married, there's a few, you know. You got to remember, like, I've been around, you know, these certain individuals, these certain female friends for at least 10 years or more, you know, dating back from either early years of college or late years of high school, you know. So, you know, they transition their life. So a lot of them are married now. Whether they uphold to their marriage is a whole nother story.
Don't call nobody out.
And that's their business.
Look, I'm not calling nobody out. I'm just speaking the truth. She belongs to the streets.
Hey, oops.
You know. But I would say, I would say probably about 2/3 of the people that I know are either married or they are in strong relationships. And when I say strong, I say because a lot of people don't really want to get married because of, in case social media doesn't tell you this, a lot of people don't want to get married because of the sense of there is no benefit really towards the marriage outside of if the marriage fails, you know. So a lot of people, you know, they
benefits and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it, nothing compares to what happens if this shit fails.
You said tax benefits.
This shit fails. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
imagine that, baby. Will you marry me for these taxes?
So what winds up happening is that a lot of people wind up being in long term committed relationships, but it's no difference than a marriage outside of the actual ring, the wedding, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm finding is that a lot of people are doing that. But there comes more problems with people that actually wind up getting married. And I found that kind of, I found that kind of astonishing because of the fact that, like, you would think that, okay, a grand wedding, you know, the father walking the daughter down the aisle.
Okay.
You know, the mother son dance, the father daughter dance. You'd be like, oh, okay, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward a year and a half later, it's like, ooh, that shit ain't looking that good.
How is your friendship with those that are married, especially like the female friends that are married?
No, I mean, I fall back. I know my place, you know. I don't want to get into no type of drama, no situations. The thing is, and this might be a you know, we might get into this later, but I feel as though when it comes to male and female friends, being platonic and married, it don't really work like that. You gotta kind of fall back.
So yeah, we gonna get to that. We gonna get to that.
I felt like we was.
We gonna get to that.
But you know how I said, I would take the time to get to know the male's fiance wife.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like take the time to get to know, like, if it's a close female friend, would you take the time to get to know their significant other?
I'll say this, because I know Ian about to jump on this shit. I'll say this. In that particular case, if it's somebody that I knew, right, and now she's married, I'm not presented as a friend. I'm presented as a brother.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? If I'm presented as a friend, that's already a red flag to that man.
Okay.
And rightfully so.
Because
I was like, who the fuck is this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, rightfully so.
Now, what do you mean, friend?
Like friend.
But, it is 2021 where a female be like, this is my brother, but low key.
Right, yeah, don't but be yeah, nothing brother.
I mean, that's been happening since the beginning of the man.
But 2021 to y'all. We keeping the same principles.
Yeah, it's been the same thing, but like I like what you were saying before, like that. Does it really matter about how long of a friendship that you had with the significant other? Because I feel like as a man, if I'm, it doesn't matter how long I was friends with you. Once you like, once that line is like established that you're in a relationship, you know, unless you want me to know the person like that, I'm falling back. Like I'm definitely not going to treat you the same way. And there's been times where like I literally have how can I put it? Like instead of being the like say for instance I knew you first, but now you have you're in a relationship and you're whatever and it's going great. Now, instead of being your friend, I'm more his friend than your friend. Because It's just like the camaraderie. I can't do the same things that I used to do with you. So I got to like adjust my friendship levels.
The bro code.
I can see that.
And I feel like that's a good way to keep that person like in your life. Like I could still keep, my guy friends in my life. But I feel like the best way, if I really want that person to be in my life, the best way I can make that happen is if I become more of a friend to their significant other than I was with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like, I still get to keep you, but now, like, it's a whole different level because I don't want her feeling a type of way with me being around. So I want to make her as comfortable as possible so we can make that friendship happen.
Yeah.
So then, like, once you become, friends with that person's significant other, do you feel obligated? Let's just say your guy friend came and told you, like, yo, I cheated on her. Do you feel obligated?
Damn.
Do you feel obligated to be like, girl
code?
Girl code, I have to tell her. Or do you, hold your friend down and not say anything?
Honestly, I'm gonna stay out.
So what I would do is I would not involve myself, but I would advise him like on what to do, like to just be honest with her and upfront. Yeah. I would give him my female perspective. So if I was his girl, this is what I would want to hear. Okay. So he could go about doing things in the ways that he wants to.
Shout out to IT and this motherfucker. She giving that motherfucker respect right now. Go ahead.
Yes, but I'm not getting into married people business.
Right. Stay out of grown folk business.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I can't.
I got to stay out of it. I don't want no parts. I don't want no
smoke.
I don't want to even know. Like, I don't want to know. Like, what you say? I don't remember nothing.
Yo, we want to hit you with the, damn, that's crazy.
I actually have a quick story about something like this. So, my sister, she was married at a point, and I found out that her ex-husband was trying to still have dealings with other women, and it happened to be somebody that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, the girl basically it was somebody I knew. So, it was like a friend of a friend. So, the girl told the friend at the time, and like the friend told me, and then so I naturally, I had to tell my sister, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, at the end of the day, it backfired me telling my sister. Like I end up not talking to my sister, or us not having the same close relationship mm-hmm. anymore, because of course he denied it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course she went along with what he said.
Yeah,
you know,
I can totally agree with that situation, because I had a situation where I'm a freshman on campus. My cousin, he was a year older than me, but his girl was a freshman at the same fucking college. We mm-hmm. lived in the same fucking dorm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
She belongs to the street.
And I told him, next thing you know, I told him, you know, he, of course he confronted her, but you know, he did what he should not have done. Well, I heard from
yes, I heard that.
He told his source. So next thing you know, every time I walk by, she like boo, boo, right? And he believed her.
Over
his own blood.
You know what it is though, and I had a similar situation in that as well. But instead of that person necessarily believing the other person, like believing her, he just didn't want everybody to know. So like he knew that his girl was cheating, but he didn't want everybody to know. Since he didn't want everybody to know, he started downplaying, like, oh, this nigga don't know what he talking about. Oh, this nigga jealous. Like, and it started becoming like a big rift between me and him. And then like it took some years later for us to like really work them things out, cause it was real serious. But
it's a sensitive subject, especially like definitely I know now, stay out of grown folks' business.
Yeah.
It don't matter who it is, how close you are to the person, stay out of that business. It's like, because what's in the dark will come to the light. Regardless.
I think in that situation the most I would have done was like go to your brother-in-law, be like, hey, so this came to my attention. And I don't know how you want to handle it, but I think what you should do is tell her, because if I found out, she's going to find out.
Yeah.
Right.
So you need to
The ball's in your court.
Fix it.
And then, but I would say like me and him wasn't close like that. I never really actually cared for him as a person. Yeah. Like,
fuck nigga.
I remember one time I sprayed him in the eye with spray starch. And so wait, this is
violence.
The story. This is a story though. Let me tell you the story. And it's no justification for what I did. It was wrong.
So you know you was wrong.
No, I was wrong. I was wrong.
All right.
However, like you know how like your sister or whoever, like your friends confide in you, but like, you know, like this person did this, you know, and you take on that negative part of whatever that person did. And that person who's in the relationship can get over it. But you're not over it.
Yeah, that's why they always say, if like you're going through something in your relationship, don't tell your family.
Right.
Because you could get over it, but your family won't.
That's
they
a fact.
Will not get over it.
It would take them a lot longer.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
So you have to really, really pick and choose, especially if you're going to continue to be with the person. You know, if you're not going to continue to be with them, okay, go ahead.
It's like when you don't continue to be with that person for that moment.
Yeah. Because you don't know. Oh, you don't know what's going to go on in the future. Because just like,
you tell your dad, like, fuck that nigga. And then next thing you know, you're like, I love that nigga.
Exactly. Your dad looking at you like,
but we should know as grown individuals that if we're in a relationship with somebody, understand that there's ups and downs.
Right.
So understand that. But still understand that you can only say but so much to certain people.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta control the, like, at the end of the day,
control
you gotta
the
control the narrative.
Definitely.
You gotta be
control
a corporation
and
figure out what you're gonna do and how you're gonna control it.
Right.
So, you know, going back onto the subject though, like, we were saying, like, the how long it meant, you're friends with, like, with the person, right? So, let's go with it, like, you were saying before, like, does it matter to you? Being like Glenn, does it matter to you being friends with the significant other's like spouse?
Does that matter?
Yeah, like, do you have to be friends with that other person's spouse?
Okay, and this person is of opposite sex.
Yeah.
Or at what if it was a gay woman or a gay man? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if, you know what I mean?
Well, we're not going to touch on that subject just yet.
But regardless of who, of what gender or whatever that they are, would you make it your business to be friends with them?
Well, I feel like for that question, it has to be for a female. Like, if the friend was a female, would you make it your mission to... Or does it really not bother you?
We're just saying, okay, so if I'm friends with a female... And she's married, whether it be to a male or a woman. Male or female. If she's married.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's a respect level, period.
Yeah. I think it just shows how much you really care, right?
So my thing is this, right? I would have no problems being cool with the the husband.
Okay.
The, you know, or the significant other. That's fine.
Yeah.
But what's his vibe like?
Right. What if he's like straight corny? And if he a corny nigga, he's a Trump supporter.
Ooh, yeah. And
your nigga
that's
corny.
Yeah, that's a good point. What if he's somebody
you just don't vibe with?
Hold on. That's the sis though. That's the sis.
I feel you, sis.
So you gotta
your nigga corny.
But would you fuck with him from a distance or like, you know,
why
be cordial?
Why I want the energy around me?
Okay, so
once I notice this like that,
would you be cordial or would you be like making known that cordial. You don't like him?
But then that goes back to what I was saying before. You gotta kind of have to, you know, fall back.
You gotta learn how to, you know, what it's called? It's called reading the room, right?
Okay,
you gotta learn how to read the room. So let's say this guy's a Trump supporter.
Okay.
I don't fuck with Trump.
I feel like you have a situation like that. Or you had a situation like that.
I might. Let's say the person is a Trump supporter, right?
Yeah.
Me and a dude, we can have a conversation. But it does not mean I'm going to try to agree with you with every conversation.
Agree.
Now, let's say me and the lady. The worst part is, let me tell you, the worst part is when your lady friend agrees with you more with you than she does with her own husband.
Well, that's a problem.
But then the question is, okay, yeah, like you're going to be cordial and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But now, are you still going to continue on with the friendship the same way you have before with sis?
You can't. And I'm going to tell you why. First off, male and female relationship or friendship is not the same as a traditional friendship. There's no such thing, in my opinion, and you could bait me on this all you want. There's no such thing as a platonic friendship between a man and a woman. It's not.
I could beg to differ.
But we could debate that later, right? Mm-hmm. Throw in the fact of marriage. Mm-hmm. Now it's definitely another cycle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what winds up happening is that it becomes a communication basis. You communicate with me, then I respond type shit, right? So you communicate with me, I respond, and I tell you, well, your nigga kind of corny. I ain't gonna lie. But, I mean, he cool as shit, though, but he kind of corny. You know how niggas do. They be like, yeah,
well,
cool,
you know what? It's like you give somebody a compliment, but then you kind of, like, got to say the real thing. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to seem like I'm hating style. On him or, like, how much I'm trying cost? To play him out.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to learn what battles you really want to fight and what battles you don't. Because right. At the end of the day, you know, if that's your sis, you know, she love that dude, she going to defend that dude. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what women do. If they love they you, they going to defend you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So do you really want that beef or no? You can tell your opinion, but you got to be very careful how you're explaining that. So yeah. My thing would be like, I'm going to say, listen, you do? I mean, I don't know. You know how niggas be like, they're like, I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I respect you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I respect you and your relationship.
If you like it, I love it. That's my saying. If you like it, I love it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, nah. I mean, nah, I do agree. I'm not even going to act
like you're like, fuck that. Your nigga is bumming
ass. Come on,
be the antagonist
that you are.
I'm fuck nigga. I've been in situations where, like, I've really don't like her man, but I'ma just, you know, I'm
what are you gonna sit and wait for the downfall? Is that how you be feeling, or you just like, I'm going to just
fall back
because okay. I'm not wishing for your downfall.
Okay,
you know,
good.
I'm not gonna wish for the person's downfall. I want to make sure that, like, whatever's happening, you know, I don't want that negative energy in that. And I don't want it to come from me.
Right.
If it comes from everybody else, hey, man, that's on them. But I don't want it to come from me.
Like, Ian broke us up.
Yeah, nah. That, I don't want that.
Trey gas nigga.
But what I would say is, like, let's reverse it again now, right? Instead of a female, let's go with the males, right?
Okay.
So, do you feel you have to be friends with the male? I mean, with the female? If your friend was in a relationship or married or whatever.
So being that you are in front of me, I gotta put you in perspective.
Yeah.
You're basically saying if I have to be friends with your significant other.
My second, yeah.
But
my
I already knew you.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, unless I'm doing some shit that's unless I'm doing something that's detrimental to y'all relationship, mm-hmm. No.
What about y'all? How you feel?
Well, like I said before, if one of my female friends introduced me to their husband and stuff, I'm just gonna be like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. But that's it.
Right.
Like,
all right, pal.
Like, yeah. all right, buddy. Right. And that's it. I'm not gonna do more. I'm not gonna do extra. Mm-hmm. It's just that's it. I'm not gonna, because I feel like that's out of respect for the female. Because yeah. I'm a female, out of respect for another female, I'm not gonna be buddy buddy with her mans. Gotcha, like gotcha. I know for me,
it's not gonna
fly. Yeah, no,
been there, done that.
You have to have boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean. And with boundaries comes like a line of respect. Mm-hmm. So if you respect the person, you already know like. No, I'm not going to be, let's say, like, if he reached out to you, like, hey, so, you know what, right now, you know, let's say, you know, it was my man. Mm-hmm. Right now, you know, Janelle over here bugging, you know, blah, blah, what should mm-hmm. I do? Like, how okay. would you handle that?
I'll be like, okay, cool, I'll talk to Janelle.
Right.
Let me call her up and see what's wrong, and I'll talk to her.
Right. But, okay. like, some That's women, it. Like, take it as a chance to play therapist. And, like, it's not your job to be my man's therapist. It's not your job to be my man's friend.
It all goes down to boundaries, which a lot of people don't understand what boundaries really are. But I would say, in my circumstance, like, I feel like it's the reverse effect, right? So, like, if it was a female, I gotta be friends with the man. If it's a man, like, we don't gotta be friends with the female. We gotta make sure we as kind of as far away from them as possible. We gotta be as cordial as possible, but far away from as possible, because it's like, nah, I don't even want you to even feel like
for I a might lot like
of
you,
yeah, like or... I like even for a lot of my friends, like I don't like if they're in a relationship or married, whatever. And, like, I know they're female friends, or we're planning something. Like, I feel awkward even texting them on, like, yeah. I don't even, like, say their yeah. numbers on my phone. I don't want none of yeah. that shit.
This is
like,
a fact.
I don't.
I've been with this nigga for years. I've been with my girl for years. He still does not have a number saved. And she's clearly texting this nigga about, like, even surprise birthday parties. This nigga, like, who this? Imagine that. A surprise birthday party. Like, who this?
Who is planning this surprise birthday party for the thing about it is,
it's just like, I don't want none of that. Like, I don't want none of that smoke. I don't want none of that confusion. Because right. they I don't want no
you can't leave room of, for interpretation.
Yeah, yeah, no blurred lines, no nothing, no gray. I don't yeah. want nothing.
But is that because of the fact that like when men lean on women and women lean on men, it becomes emotional? And then like, you know, most people when they cheat, it definitely starts emotional
first.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. right. So like, you don't want to, you know, create that space that fosters something emotional between you and that person's significant other.
I just want to be controversial and say,
okay,
I don't think men and women can be friends. I don't care what you say. I have all the receipts to prove that they can't be friends. They just can't.
Why you feel like that though?
Because of the simple yourself. Fact. So let's put it like this.
Hold on. I have one second. Is this your Kevin Samuels moment?
No, he better not be having a Kevin Samuels moment,
because
I'm done with him.
I will walk out. I hate that nigga. I hate him.
But time out.
Why y'all mad at this nigga? A little bit of leeway, because I'm like, okay, let me see his perspective, because his perspective was a little different at first. And then after that, when I realized he was just, no, straight trying to bash women, black women in general, okay. I'm not with that.
For me, you can't do that.
You can't try to tear a woman down and minimalize her to her looks, her this, her that, and then.
So you
like,
want to be rated from a scale of 1 to 10, but you can't use 7.
My thing
is, from 1 to 10, but you can't use 7.
My thing is, if a woman thinks she's a 10, then she thinks she's a 10. Who are you to tell me I'm not a 10? Even you may not think I'm a 10, right. That's okay, that's
but
fine.
I might be a 10 in somebody else's eyes.
But not only that, for me, the reason why I do not like him, because it's not always what you say, but it's how you say it.
Trigger alert.
No, I'm big. I'm big on it's not what you say, but it's how you say it.
Why you say that nigga name? Why do you say that nigga name? You got everybody going off on this goddamn podcast. I didn't say that nigga name.
I'm fighting him. But how did he become an expert? Like, anybody can become an expert when they say that they're an expert.
But let me ask you this.
Honestly, he was an image consultant. But let me ask you this. Everything is superficial with him.
Right. Janelle, you're right. But let me ask you this.
Thank you.
No man yet has said that he's saying some bullshit.
But that's my thing, like, it's not, but that's why I said it's not what you say, because I feel like he do have some good points at times, but it's how you say it. You do not need to, you do not need to tear a woman down just to make your point.
It's not tearing a woman
down. Yes, it is. Yes. No, he's literally tearing a woman down.
The way he say things is
tearing. Maybe she need to be torn down, but my thing is this. If no man is disagreeing,
every woman deserves to be torn down because she feels like she's a 10 when she's not.
Goddamn hip.
No, you're bugging.
All I'm saying is this.
I will walk off too.
I was gonna walk off.
She's about to.
Lose just has to call 911 for blood.
Somebody's ready for some smoke. That's what it really looked like.
All I'm saying is, why are you looking at goddamn shit off? All I'm saying is this. If no man has this, yo, put your headphones back on. If no man has disagreed, why are y'all not taking that into consideration?
For me, it's not that no man has disagreed. Cause like I said, he is make. There are some times where he's making good points,
right?
But it's how he's saying it. It's like I could tell you, like, Ayo Glenn, like, you know, sometimes I feel like you could just switch up your style of the clothes you wear, whatever. I'm just using this as an example. I'm not actually saying this. I'm just using that as an example.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just using it as an example. Because, like, we all practically in the same outfit, okay?
Black on black on black.
So, I'm saying, like, I could come to you and be like, so this is what I think you, especially for him as an image consultant, you're not going to come to your client and be like, oh, no, you're ugly. No, you're not this. You're not that. Like, you don't have to
do that, though.
Yes, he fucking
does. No, he does. He's never called a person ugly. Pull up the clip where he calls somebody ugly.
He doesn't say they're ugly, but he be like, oh, you think you're a 10?
You're not a 10. That's the thing. You're not a 10. That's the thing. Men are objective. Women are subjective. It's all about feelings and emotions. It's like, oh, no, baby. You cute.
No, women can be very objective as well. Like, stop that.
Okay, so you say that.
Hold on. Women are very objective.
Okay, that's what I said. We are objective. We are very objective.
The thing about it is, hold on. I think the thing that really hits home with the Kevin Samuels thing is that he is putting it in he's basically leveling the playing field in a sense, because women have been doing this to men for so long.
Forever.
And now that a man is actually doing it
to them,
it's like, oh my God.
But this is a situation that men do to themselves. The fact that, okay, men, when they're not as attractive, what do men do? They lead with their money. They lead with, oh, can I suck your pussy or something like that. Like, honestly,
women do the same thing. Okay, oh my ass.
Can I say something?
Let's go.
Yes.
Okay, to go back to what you said, he's leveling the playing field. Two wrongs don't make a right.
It's not a wrong though.
That's the thing that upset me, because it's like, okay, if you don't like the fact that someone is doing this, why are you doing it to that person?
What is he doing?
The way he talks, you like, oh, that's leveling the playing field. That's how you women are. Hold on. But it's like, okay, instead of being like...
Surgery.
Instead of giving people a different perspective on how to address things, you do the same thing they do?
Right. What is he doing?
I think he's just perpetuating issues. But what is he
doing? What is he doing?
The way he tear down women.
How?
He breaks them down to just who they are physically, and then maybe how they,
But you're also okay.
I really don't want to give this man any time of because this has nothing to do with the topic.
This shit gonna be on YouTube.
Look, well, we might have the hashtags. Maybe he might want to come Kevin on.
We might get some goddamn views like motherfucker. So all I'm saying is this, right? So you're mad because of the fact that he's leveling the playing field, quote unquote. But what he's really doing is speaking the truth, right? A lot of women, they say 70. Hold on. 70 to 80% of women, they say black women are overweight, right? So he says, yo, y'all gotta stop being overweight. That's the truth. That's not leveling the playing field. That's saying, yo, stop fucking eating so goddamn much and shit.
But my whole thing is, you can say that, but then, okay, if you're gonna say something like that, then therefore, like, acknowledge all the things that causes black women to be overweight.
What?
It's mad systematic stuff that causes black women to be overweight.
Y'all have the freedom more at any time, at any other point in time in the history of society, to be more independent than any time ever. So why is it that we have to look to a reason why y'all are eating more than ever before?
Okay, we're going to totally left. But my thing is,
but it's not even people are eating more.
Hold on.
Crazy. What I'm gonna say is the thing about it is the eating more, this, that, the other, that has nothing to do with it.
Yes, that has nothing to do with it.
What it really has to do is, like I said before, is going back down to leveling the playing field, because a lot of women will go off on men and say, oh, this guy, you know, he ain't shit because he don't do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. So now the fact that you have a guy that's saying a woman ain't shit, it's a problem.
Right. No, honestly.
No, but that's not even what he's saying. I wouldn't say that. But also,
a
lot of women that call into a show are also women that are extremely broken and insecure.
Of course.
But check this out.
I would never allow this man to validate me.
But look, it's not about validation. Who it goes beyond that, right? Regardless of where it's coming from, is he not speaking the truth?
I'm not saying that it's not.
So what are we arguing about?
It's objective.
If he's saying that a man don't like this, a woman don't like this, let's fix it.
When he speaks, he tears down.
Only the women have a problem with it. Because, check this out. Yeah. Because you forget. I actually follow Kevin Samuels. Like, I subscribed to the channel years ago. Before he was even a what? Anyway, before he was in the swag.
Yeah, that was hella fucking shit.
Before she mad. But check this out. Before, when he only had like fucking 30,000 subscribers. I've been subscribed to his channel, right? So it was a point in time where he never spoke about going in on women. He would bring it up a little bit, but he used to dig in motherfuckers' asses. Pause. He used to really go at dudes.
Right. Like, but for real. But what did he realize? He realized I was getting more shine. So that's, but my whole thing is like,
No.
He probably really doesn't want to go on women but he realized he gets more ham on men first.
He went ham on men first. It was not till he went ham on women that shit. Like,
No, it's not cool.
Let's not say that anything was okay, but he went ham on men first.
What if your mom called on the show?
But you're not even letting me speak. So that goes to the fact that what Kevin Samuels say, y'all unruly. Get y'all unruly.
Excuse me. No, we have a point to say.
But y'all interrupting me, and I don't interrupt y'all.
Are you going to make a point that you haven't already made?
I'm trying to make one, but if you let me finish, so what I'm saying is that when he was going in on men, nobody had an issue with it. But when he started going in on women, every black woman had an issue with it, because no, you shouldn't talk to black women like that. But it was never a problem when black men was getting on that show getting butchered. Now, when he made that comment, oh, you're average at best, that shit went viral, bro. That shit went viral. Mm-hmm. That is literally a tenth of the fucking. It was literally a tenth of what he's given to men prior to that episode.
Okay.
But when he made that statement, motherfuckers went viral. And the reason why is because women live in a delusion. They live in a fucking virtual reality world where they think that their value is worth more than it actually is. Mm-hmm. So when it's being brought down to like, okay, this is where y'all playing for really is, they can't handle it. Uh-huh. They can't handle it. Like, men, we've been hearing that shit forever. We subjective to straight up, this is what you gotta do to get better. You a fat nigga, lose weight.
You tell a woman, you a fat chick, lose weight. All of a sudden, you get Lizas out of here. Lizos, whatever the fuck you want to call her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, it's all about taking self-accountability.
Yeah.
Kevin Samuels, I'm not saying he the best nigga ever, but he is a nigga that's straight up saying the truth. Is like, he saying it in the best way?
Nah.
I mean, basically.
I'm all down for speaking truths. Like, I'm really, really cool with that. However, like I said, what we don't need anymore, and period, in the black community is us trying to tear each other down.
But how's he tearing each other down? Well, he's doing more building than tearing.
How is he building any woman?
Because he brings y'all to reality. Because every woman want a nigga that make $150,000 to $200,000 a year, but the average dude not making $152,000 a year. So y'all chasing. Y'all would rather look at Saweetie. Rich nigga, eight figures, that's your type.
But you ain't around no eight figure niggas. No, but that's
you ain't women, around five figure niggas.
Well, you said like women are the women that are disillusioned. Those are the women that are disillusioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I can't say that that's most women. Okay. I cannot say that.
Okay.
Because I can only speak for myself. You know what I mean? And I'm far from disillusioned when it comes but down let's, to
hold on,
what
hold on,
it
hold
is
on.
That I offer so and what I possess.
My question is versus this though. But you're talking about yourself. You're talking about yourself, but the people that you know, because we all know people.
Yep.
You know, and so the people that you know, how do they respond? How are they? Are they disillusioned? Do you see those people that you know being disillusioned and being more of a follower and following that mindset of, oh, I need a man to do X, Y, and Z for me? Like, do you have those things? Like, do you
see
those things?
Well, I think it's a basis on men and women dynamics in general, right? Where, you know, a woman wants a man to provide, right? Okay. And I think that's basic human.
You want a traditional man.
That's basic human instincts normally, right? Where it's just like, you know, a man is supposed to be a protector, a provider.
A traditional man.
You know, the disciplinarian. He's supposed to be, you know, across the board, all those things.
Yeah.
Right? And most women do want that. Most women do want that. Now, what it is that what happened is we got to understand how history played itself and, you know, the feminism movement and all of those things.
Okay.
And where everything turned into, well, okay, women, we could do everything for ourselves. And I'm a big believer that, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You can't make a baby by yourself. You know what I mean? I don't think you should raise a baby by yourself. You get what I'm saying? True. I don't think that you should demasculate a man. I don't think that you should allow a man to make you feel less than just because if you guys agree to you guys' role structures, whatever you guys agree to, whatever that is, that's on you. So, like, don't conform yourself to society's, you know, ideal of what a man's role in a woman's role should be. It's whatever it is. I think that should be very objective. Whatever it is that you want your relationship to be, but that's what it looks like.
But people get caught up.
I
have to say, I'm sorry. Like, that's not objective. Objective means, like, that's the fact. Like, most men are not like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you date a man, let's be honest. When you date a man, you don't want to date somebody that's super emotional to the fact that where you don't know whether you got to step in and handle his own responsibilities. You want somebody that's going to make the decisions for you.
Well, that depends if you was on the to get woman, pregnant, I think, though.
No, it don't, though. Yeah. But, like, if you was to get pregnant, right, and you was to have a baby, you want to go back to work in 3 months, or do you want to be able to stay at home and raise that baby? Now, that's the shit that Kevin Samuels talks about. Like, you're trying to fight against your own anatomy, right? Women don't want to go to work and have to do that. It's men's fucking job. Men cannot stay at home and not do nothing. They will die. When men wind up reaching the age of retirement and they actually retire, they wind up dying a year later. Like, straight up.
That's
but
true. To men
work,
have a higher mortality work. Rate when
men
it comes
want
down
to work.
That.
Men want to put in that work. Men want to defend. That is a man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like a lot of women want traditional men and always wanted a traditional man. But when a man says they want a traditional woman to be feminine, to be polite, to be sweet, to be agreeable, whoa, hold up. That's real sexist. Hold up. I don't agree with that.
No, I think
and that
becomes my motto is,
the problem
and
the disconnect.
The way it should go about, and this is just my opinion, right? I think that a woman can only be as submissive and as nurturing and as all of those things that most men want if she doesn't have to worry about those other things, if she doesn't have to worry about taking care of the bills, if she doesn't have to. I can't. Well, I'm speaking for myself.
Then. Bullshit.
Fine.
So let me ask you.
Taking care of the bills and none of that. I will be the most.
Let me ask you a question.
The most submissive, the most nurturing woman you can.
So let me ask you a question. So you'll be submissive in front of the right man, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Outside of being in front of the right man, you're not going to be submissive.
No, not saying that either, but it's going to be levels to my submission.
What are you saying?
It's going to be levels to my submission.
No. What are you saying? Levels, that's very ambiguous.
What levels is. So depending on, but my whole thing is I don't associate myself with men who don't provide. So like, that's just how I do.
So let's say you're around a bunch of men. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be submissive or are you not? Submissive.
What do you mean a bunch of men? No, if you're not my significant other, I'm not being submissive to you.
But do you know what the definition of submissive is?
But will I make sure my friends, let's just say, like, I cook today? Would I make sure, like, my friends are taken care of? Like, if I'm cooking, I make sure you eat? Yeah.
Submissive simply just means it's a level of agreeableness. That's it, man. That's really it. It don't mean you my slave.
No, I don't view submission be equaling slave. I don't view that as the same thing.
So what I'm asking is this, right? So if you're only going to be submissive to a partner that is agreeable with you and that is showing your trait, well, showing the traits that you identify as masculine or whatnot, right? Would you keep that same energy if a nigga was to be feminine, but is only masculine when he's with the right partner? Oh, you heard me, motherfucker.
Wait, yeah, doesn't mean it makes sense.
Well,
so I'll say it again.
But if a woman is looking for a masculine man in general, like, she doesn't want a feminine man.
She doesn't.
It's not even that she doesn't want. She might not be attracted to a feminine man.
But my whole thing is they heard me, right? No, a man doesn't have to be feminine to show emotion. Or to express
that's,
itself.
That's not what I said. I'm gonna say it to the both of y'all.
But I just want the people to know. Say it again.
So a woman, you're saying that a woman will be feminine when she's in front of the right man.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say feminine. No, I feel like women should be feminine all the time. Okay. However, what I said was I was saying more submissive and more nurturing. That's what I said.
So a woman would be submissive in front of the right man.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I think that works both ways.
Right.
Because a man is going to provide for the right woman.
Right.
They're not going to provide for any chick. And the thing that what I'm going to go back to is, you know, every day on social media, right? Every day on social media, we see the women saying, "Oh, this guy, I need a man to have this money. I need a man, if you're going to take me out, make sure you're paying my bills, this, that, or bill or some stupidness like that." And I'm like, but what did you do to deserve that?
Right.
Like, I'm just meeting you. So why do I have to, if I want to take you out, why do I have to pay a bill?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, to me, it just doesn't make any sense. And what Kevin Samuels is, he's kind of like cutting some of the women, like, basically cutting the fat. You know, we're cutting the fat of the things. Like, he's breaking things down. And the fact of the matter is it's like a lot of things that he's saying isn't necessarily wrong. Mm-hmm. Just like you were saying, it's just the way that he's saying it. But also, you got to understand this, too. Just like what we're doing right now. We doing some stuff for clickbait. You know, like, he's doing things. He's saying things because he knows that if I say it in this way,
it's going to
trigger a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not saying nothing that's wrong, but it's gonna, cause it's everything is how you present it, you know? Right. It's all about how you present it.
But my whole thing is like you
have an obligation too. I think if you have a platform, you have an obligation, like, especially once you really, really get this notoriety. And then my whole thing is like he never has said, but, like, you know what? I'm not trying to bash black women.
But that's not really what it. That's not really where it goes.
I'm
being
real. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Which is just like people could be real all day long. But my whole thing is just like at the end of the day, you have an obligation. Once you get a platform and it's big enough, you have an obligation. Because black people, we tear each other down and understand that that's systematic.
But see, he's bringing people to reality. He's not tearing you down, but he's bringing to reality. You're living in a fallacy world. He's not destroying you.
But how is that a fallacy? Because if she feels like she's beautiful.
She feels like she's beautiful.
You're over here telling her she's not. She might be beautiful to the guy over here, but just because she's not beautiful to Kevin Samuels doesn't mean she's not beautiful.
Okay, let me ask you a question, right? If she thinks she's beautiful and all the girls say, yes, bitch, she look good, but all the niggas saying, bro, she look a little too big. Mm-hmm. Who advice you gonna follow? The girls
or
the dude?
I'm asking you a question. Every guy is not gonna feel that way.
Because there are guys out there that do like him big.
That's sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's guys outside there that like kids. That don't mean that shit is right. The fuck?
I mean, everybody
that
has
their own.
Everybody has their own preference. You have to go for the majority. You know what I'm saying? If the majority is saying, like, black men do not like overweight women, it's not an attack on black women if most black women are overweight. That's what I'm saying. If most black women are overweight, which is a fact.
You keep going back to this weight thing. I'm over this.
You're honestly over this.
I really want to change subject.
But 80% of women not over this. They over the weight limit. That's what they over, right? So if 80% of black women is overweight, and we said we don't like that, it's not an attack. It's a fact.
But so let's circle back around, because you know we gave enough
circle
energy
all the way back
and
around.
I really feel like that should be a topic. So we're gonna make that into
that
a part.
That will be a topic. I won't be here for.
Yeah, I feel like that is a topic because it. There's
what, Kevin Samuel or what? Because I don't want to give Kevin Samuel any of my time or energy anymore.
I mean,
this is why I've been wanting to say about
it.
Him. Because I agree that he does say things that are true.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he does do things for clickbait. Like, he does talk to women a certain type of way for clickbait. Mm-hmm. But he also needs to understand, if you're going to do things for clickbait, mm-hmm. there's going to be repercussions for your actions.
Right. Well, what are the repercussions?
There's consequences for any action you do, whether it's positive or negative.
But
right?
the thing is, for him, I feel like his repercussions of black women not liking him,
it's
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because his pockets are being fed.
So I have a question. So I have a question. Would you rather be liked or would you rather be paid?
I think it should be a balance. I think you should have a balance of both.
I got an even better question. You want the truth or you want a lie that feels good?
No, I don't think that's the case here.
No man is disagreeing with this dude.
We never said that he was lying. We never said that.
So what's the argument? But again, so then that goes back to what I'm saying.
But check out.
You said you want him canceled.
I could say mad truths about anybody.
But look, you said you want him canceled.
But my whole thing, does that fucking tear somebody down? Yes, the fuck it does.
But the truth is the truth.
And that's never fucking good to tear somebody down at the expense of your fucking pocket.
But we need
the
truth. So now we need to cancel.
Cancel
somebody City down Girls.
To speak
your we need to cancel
Cardi B,
Nicki Minaj, all the rappers.
That's my thing. It's
so
like
A figure. What niggas you make? What niggas you know make A figures? You don't.
My thing
Stop
is
it.
Like if honestly mm-hmm. as,
I know,
a female,
I know
seven
figure
as a female. If you're sitting here,
no. Time out. How many girls people ask? Hold on. Because this is the thing. A lot of women are living in a sense of a delusion. I'm sorry.
No, but we can say
what
it.
What seven-figure
that
niggas you know?
I think social media
has allowed
people to feel as
what
though.
What eight-figure niggas you know?
Hold on. So I told you
I know a few.
Where they at?
They're probably at home right now, sleep, about to wake up and go to work and they're early in the morning.
So I'm about to put
Why
them.
You ain't with them?
What do you mean, why am I not
Why
with
are you
them?
Not with them?
They're womanizers.
No, ain't nobody laughing.
They're womanizers, though.
How? How
do you know? Answering your question.
I answered your question. No, how do you know? Because those are people that I actually know. They're womanizers.
You date them?
No.
You didn't date them. You ain't
dated. I have dated them. Yes, I have dated them. Yes, I have. But however, they're womanizers. That's not something I'm looking for.
So let me ask you a question. So you're saying the money don't matter because they're womanizers?
I think that there should be a balance. I think that...
Balance of what? Either you're a womanizer
men,
or you're not.
No, I think that men that have money, if you're going to lead with your money, do that, right? And just be single and, you know, go deal with multiple women.
How are they womanizers then?
Because they're dealing with multiple women.
So are they womanizers? Hold on. So, because, you know what? I feel like this is a good subject for next week's episode.
I really feel like it.
Because we have gone completely off topic, and it is time for us to
wrap it up.
Simply, it says wrap it up.
Yeah, that's
so it is time for us to wrap it up. So I'm gonna go around the table and just ask, like, how do you feel about your final thoughts on, you know, can men really be? I mean, not men, but can people be friends with married people?
I'm gonna say yes, but understand that boundaries have to be made and respected, and know that, you know, if you really care about a person and you really want them in your life, then yeah, you're gonna probably have to create some type of relationship or boundaries in between that person and that person's significant other, and or, you know, just love people from afar.
Okay, I'm going to say piggyback off of what Janelle said. I feel like if it's a man and a man friendship or female and a female friendship, you don't need to have a relationship with their significant other, but just have respect for them. Man. That's it. If it's one of the opposite sex, so if it's a man and a female friendship, I feel like if you do want to keep that person in your life, if you want to keep that friendship going, you have to make it your duty to have a relationship with their significant other. Because out of respect, and if you really truly care about that friendship, you need to put yourself out there and try your best to make a relationship with the significant other. If you don't vibe with that person, fall back from both that person and the friendship, because you don't want any lines blurred, you don't want any confusion, and you don't want to insert yourself in anyone else's marital issues. Right. So you don't want to be the cause of their dramas. You don't want to be the cause of their dramas. Yes, you don't want to be the reason for that. So just fall back if you feel like you can't vibe with the significant other.
I love how you always finish. That's cute.
Glenn. Just to piggyback off of what Sophie said, yes, obviously, like, if there is, you know, a pre-existing relationship and it's a male and male, you know what I'm saying, you don't necessarily have to really indulge more so in what's going on with the wife. However, you do have to respect that relationship. So let's just say you're a single dude, you know, your boy just got married, you can't be taking him to the strip club and shit like that. It's certain boundaries that you know that you just cannot do. And vice versa. Like if it's a woman, you know, and you know, she married to her female friend, you know, she married now, you can't do the same ratchet shit. You can't be having, you know,
you can't go take her out with
you just can't, because you have the answer to another party now. Y'all in a relationship, y'all in a joint union, y'all in a union now. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So what I would say is it's definitely the respect level. If it comes into a situation where it's a man and a woman and she gets married, you have to respect. First off, dudes should already know where he lies at. Don't be calling her at no goddamn 12 o'clock at night. That's, you already know what it is.
That I meant to get to.
If you didn't want something to happen to you, don't do it to somebody else. You get what I'm saying? So it's like you have to have that respect level. It's always about respect. You know, vice versa. If you know, if you're a female, you're friends with a man, and then that man gets married, even if y'all knew each other since y'all was in the third grade, that's what's up. That was back then in third grade. But right now, and shit, like,
You cannot do the same. You cannot operate the same way that you used to. So it's all about respect. And I'm not one to sit here. Nobody can tell you what is the parameter for this is what's supposed to happen. It's based off your relationship, right, including that significant other. So I'll just leave it at that.
Ian?
So, you know, I'm going to piggyback off of a lot of what Glenn said. And I'm just going to say, you know, from a man perspective, as a man, you know, relationship change, you know, I feel like with a man and a woman, it goes back off to, you know, that relationship boundaries, respecting that person's relationship. You always have to just look at it like that. With a man and a man, that friendship has to change, you know, especially if you respect that person's marriage. Because there's a lot of times that we don't respect the other individual's marriage. And, you know, that also goes with maturity. Because when we were younger, we all gave that excuse. Oh, I know this nigga for a long time. You know, like, man, I was here first and all these other shits. Like, nah, like, fuck all that here first shit. Like, if you respect your friend, you got to respect their union. And that's that. So you have to really figure out where you fit in within their relationship, because too many times we're trying to bully our way and keep the same type of relationship that we had before, instead of just being like, yo man, like, I respect you, so I'm just gonna fit in where I fit in. And that's it. So sometimes, you know, we just gotta like sit back, relax, and, you know, be a friend from afar, you know. And it's not a problem, you know. As we get older, our circles get smaller, and, you know, we don't have the same we don't do the same things anymore, and it's okay. That's us growing as people. That's just us growing as people. So, you know, that's really all I'm gonna say, you know. Again, I definitely did enjoy this. It did get a little heated at times, and we definitely got to go back to what we were saying.
Next week episode.
So. By the way, it's all love. I love y'all to death.
No, and like me debating with you is understanding that this is a topic that needs to be spoken about, right? So that was my point of even having a debate. Like, if I felt like, you know what, you didn't have no basis and you didn't have a point, I would not have debated with you.
Yeah, debates are needed. I agree with that. Debates are needed.
And, you know, for lastly, you know, we not all supposed to have the same opinion, you know?
Right. That's a fact. Thank God we don't all have the same opinion. This would be a boring podcast if you all was like, yes, I agree with you, yes. Right.
This shit would have been over in 5 minutes. So,
same consensus.
I hate a yes man.
Podcast over.
Again, thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe,
comment, share, follow us on Instagram, on YouTube, all of it. We're here
at the new normal.
Yes,
THEE.
Yes. Oh, and I just want to shout out to everyone, you guys, but everyone that did the surprise dinner for me for my 30th.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love you guys so much.
I wish I
thank you.
Been
thank
there.
You. Thank 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 you. And everyone that on social media that said happy birthday, love y'all.
All right.
All right.
And this is.
This is the new normal podcast.
We out.